Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Racone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy and everybody. This is End Times Friday.
Good morning.
And we will be airing this January the 24th. We're taping it a little bit ahead of time. So lots of remarkable current stuff going on. By the time this airs, by the way, the Trump administration will have been begun.
It officially
starts on the 20th. So that'll be the day that, so probably when you are able to listen to this podcast, my guess is that in 4 days, he's done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been things that have happened the way which is kind of an interesting thing to me. And this would be contrary to the way that the founding fathers set up the government, is that it was supposed to be everything processed carefully. And the different branches were intended to operate so that there was always a check and balance.
Mm-hmm.
And no one branch, what's called the executive branch, which should be the presidential branch and the White House and all of that, the legislative branches, which are Senate and Houses, and they actually had to work together to be able to come to a law that they would put in place. And the way it works is either one of them could introduce something,
mm-hmm.
but the other one would have to approve it, basically. And what happens is that it goes back and forth where they tweak it to satisfy the interest of the different parties. And remember, the Senate is with 2 votes per state.
Mm-hmm.
The House is based on population. So they have, like, California has more representatives in the system than would Idaho, for example,
mm-hmm.
Because there's more population there.
That's a greater population, right.
Yeah. And it was clever, again, how they originally satisfied that. Because the smaller states wanted it by two equal votes, and the larger states wanted it by, well, we want by the population,
mm-hmm.
and they came up with this. Well, let's have both, you know, and it was really clever. So the legislative branch has to cooperate together with a voting then where both houses would have to approve a new law going into effect. And the president can veto it, but then that can be overridden. And then the judicial branch was always intended never to make law, but to interpret the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and the laws set up by the Congress. And in our lifetime, what's happened is that the court system, the judicial system, has overstepped really its purview, and they now create law where I can make, mm-hmm. a decision, and it can start at a pretty low level. So like a circuit court in a state can say, well, I've decided that I'm going to make a new ruling. I'm not worried about does it conform to the Constitution, and I'm not worried about does it conform to law. I'm going to set my own law.
Mm-hmm.
And now it sets what's called precedence, and it can be appealed, and it can ultimately go to the Supreme Court to verify it. But they've lost. I think they've lost their way a little bit in terms, mm-hmm. of their original purpose, which was to make sure it's constitutional. And then does the law, you know, set it up? Like, I'll give an example, particularly for believers. Probably, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, Colorado voted as a state that we define marriage between a man and a woman.
Right.
And it was it's called a state amendment, and it's presented to the voters in November, and we vote on it.
Mm-hmm. And it passed.
And it passed by majority, which is how it works. So the law, and this is again 13, 14 years ago, the law became, well, marriage is between a man and a woman. mm-hmm. not between a man and a man or a woman and a woman. Well, it passed, and we voted it that way, which right. is the way it's supposed to happen. The judicial system in Colorado said, we don't accept that. So we're saying it can be not that. It can be between a man and a man, a woman and a woman. And we declare it as such. Well, wait a minute. You're supposed to interpret what we decided, not say we reject what you decided. And we've decided, a court have decided what the rule is, what the law is. And that's why I think our country has lost its way a little bit. With that, okay, in the executive branch, they've set up a new system called executive orders. Mm-hmm. And a president, when he first comes on board, and by the way, it's on both sides of the aisle, says, I am going to determine a new rule, a new law that I want the country to follow, and it's called an executive order, and I'm going to change it. Okay, so every 4 years, particularly if there's a change in the leadership from like the Democrats to Republicans or Republicans to Democrats, what they would do, and this is what you will if you watch the news and can just listen to what happened the last four days now, then when this airs, Trump will have made numerous executive orders. Mm-hmm. And he'll reverse what Biden did. And I'm going to mm-hmm. do this. And see, there's no processing to that. There's no legislation that says, wait a second, let's process that. And so they've introduced the ability for the executive branch to basically set its own law.
How did that happen? How did we get to that point that there was no longer the checks and balances when it comes to executive orders?
Well, it started with the president had certain rights. Mm-hmm. To be able to help manage the country in a positive way. So mm-hmm. There is elements of the Constitution that says, you know, if necessary, the executive branch can declare something, an executive mm-hmm. order, for the benefit of the country. But then it would have to be ratified later by the legislature and then the judiciary. To say we want to keep supporting that. So you can make the action, mm-hmm. but we would have to ratify it later. And in the meantime, it stands. Well, you know, this is back with, you know, Kennedy and Nixon and everybody after that, including Reagan. They started to put things out that set their agenda, their own agenda. Mm. So it went from, Let's make sure it works to benefit the country, to now I'm going to do it to benefit my political position.
Interesting.
And the legislature never, because there were so many of them, never picked them up mm-hmm. to say I ratify it or I reject it. They just allowed it to stand as it was. So what happened is that with Bush, two Bushes, Clinton, Obama, Trump, mm-hmm. then Biden, now Trump again, is they started to accelerate the magnitude of those things.
Right.
And so when they first get in office, and again, this is interesting. It's kind of funny because it happens when you first come on, you use it during your term, and then at the end of it, you put a whole bunch more in. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, Biden put an executive order. This is just last week. Last week, meaning now, a couple weeks ago from the time mm-hmm. this airs. But that gas water heaters have to have a certain efficiency or you can't use it. Mm-hmm. Well, he took it away from the states to make that decision. There's no legislative process for that. He just made an order. Mm-hmm. And now it's law that people have to follow. And of course, now Trump could come and he could reverse it if he wanted to. Another thing that's in process, and I will find out by the time that, you know, this airs, but he is declaring that cigarette smoking is illegal.
Biden,
that's what he's trying to do. Okay. Cigarette smoking is illegal, which, by the way, all it'll do is create a black market, what's called a black mm-hmm. market, because people will still want to smoke. They'll figure it out. But again, there's no processing, so that we've kind of lost our way of the original intention. Was to, together with a desire to do this, is have checks and balances mm-hmm. so that it had to have what was called due process, that it was always in the best interest of the country. And see, the founding fathers, in their mind, because of what they were coming from, remember, of a tyrannical England, was, well, of course everybody will want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't they couldn't have imagined what it's evolved into, that the system has lost its way a little bit. A new administration like Trump coming in will reverse a lot of things, declare a lot of new things, and set its own course. And of course, people from the other side will say, I don't really like some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But because of the executive order system, it'll be hard to overcome it. So it'll really be interesting. There'll be lots of changes, and we'll have to, you know, see where it goes. From my view of it, because I look at it from a spiritual perspective, is that the system, which I believe is greatly influenced by Satan and the demonic, is working always toward creating chaos, where there's hard positions and the opposition takes hard positions, and now there's great division. Mm-hmm. And I know something biblically. A house divided cannot stand. So that we've gone from, and this has happened in my lifetime. We've seen there was always opposition, no problem. You know, there were different parties. That's the way it's been. Even when we created our country, they had different viewpoints. That they weren't all in agreement. They had opposite viewpoints, but they said, let's work them through until we get to a common agreement. Now, not only do we not have agreement, the desire is to stop anybody else from doing what they would like to do. Mm-hmm. And I want to put my, and that what it causes, what I call causes chaos, because now there's no direction, there's no stability. And all it is just fighting and arguing and debating, which is what I think that, you know, what's going to happen here with the new administration. So it'll be interesting to see that. Another big thing that happened, this now will have been a couple weeks prior to this airing, but the California wildfires are just
control right now.
It's just devastating. You know, these ritzy neighborhoods where literally thousands of homes are being burned.
Right.
And people have had to evacuate and have lost everything.
And the winds are so high. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Denny, our friend, you know, who helps us with End Times Fridays, is from California. So we were talking to him about, first of all, he's not in the same location where the fires are. So he's not threatened by that at the moment, but he does have the high winds. Mm-hmm. And so he explained to me what happened, and I'll tell what happened to him personally. But so it's called a Santa Ana wind or a Chinook. And what they are, there's very dry, pretty hot winds that come off the desert periodically. And Denny said that normally these winds would come in October, November, and they're not as dry as they are now. So there's a little bit of moisture with it. So they typically have them, and they got to deal with them. Because of what's happened in the past, because of the electrical systems, and I'm talking about the grid now, electrical grid, they would short out with these winds and spark. And if they spark, they could easily cause a fire. So the causes of some of the big California fires were actually the electric system itself. So, and of course they've been sued, and, you know, there's all kinds of legal issues with that.
And interestingly in that, I have some friends who live in Malibu that were telling us in anticipation, because they knew these winds were coming this time, Malibu already shut their power grid down several days ago.
Yes.
Before the fires, as a protective measure, right?
So Denny says is that the winds are known, they're coming. Mm-hmm. This year is particularly dry. So the power grids say, let's let everybody know, hey, by the way, this is coming, because in the past, our systems have shorted out and caused sparks. Mm-hmm. We're shutting down the system ahead of time. So it's all over Southern California. The grid is shut down. And so people don't have any electricity, literally none. Mm-hmm. Now it's for their protection.
Except those who have solar stuff and
Solar and generators, which Denny has, by the way. And he says what happens is that since it's known and publicized, he said there are evil people who purposely set fires. Mm. And he said these California fires were all set by arsonists.
Ugh.
And because they're evil, they're wicked. You know, they want to destroy. They're part of Satan. They want to kill, steal, and destroy. And so because of it, these fires, you know, get going, and the winds are so hot and so dry and so fast that it just spreads. And the government of California hasn't adequately prepared. So two things, because they're so into environmentalism. One, they haven't cleared a lot of brush that they should be clearing. Mm. So think of a tinder that just explodes. And number two is they haven't provided the water necessary. So a lot of the fire hydrants, like at Pacific Palisades, wow, are dry. So when they go to fight the fire, there's no water because they've mismanaged it. So there's consequences, wow, to that.
Yeah.
So we'll see the devastation of it. I mean, it's devastating what's happening out there with thousands of homes. And these are big time. It would be similar to area in our, you know, outside of California, like Beverly Hills is going up in flames. Now it isn't right now, but it might. But places near there, like Hollywood, right, and Pacific Palisades and Malibu, a lot of these homes are, you know, $5, $6, $8, $10 million homes that are getting, you know, getting destroyed. With Denny, he's impacted by the winds because he's got a avocado orchard.
Right.
So if there's these high winds, mostly it could either topple the trees or it certainly could blow all the avocados off. And in California, if your avocado is not picked but falls off the tree, you can't sell it.
Oh, wow.
If it's picked, you can sell it. If it falls off the tree and it gets good fruit,
yeah,
but you can't sell it. All you can do is give it away or destroy it because that's the rules they've set up. So Denny, and he called us and said, hey, these winds are coming and my orchard is going to be potentially in danger. So, hey, let's pray, you know? And so we do, we pray with him and, you know, Father, what do you got to say about this? And God says, I'll protect it. And we got some verses and we prayed those verses together. So they have the high winds come. He goes out afterwards and says, okay, I got to find out what happened. And he sends people up into the orchard and he goes up in the orchard and no trees were destroyed. And very little fruit was blown off the trees. Some.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
And so he said, it's all good. He's been protected. He's rejoicing at that. And then
are the winds over in his area yet?
The winds have died down now. Okay. Now they may come back, but they've, right, they've died down
for the moment. Yeah.
And then this is kind of a neat thing is that because the fruit is good, but you can't sell it. Denny, being a believer, knows, well, I'm supposed to give it away. So what he does is he calls all the local churches and local ministries and says, come on out and anything that's on the ground, you can just take it. It's good stuff. You can use it. Come and take it. And they do. So he was talking about that it wasn't a great amount, but it was provision for situations that needed it. And so he said, you know, I'm part of the covenant is I'm blessed to be a blessing. And I receive it and give it away, you know, so he's rejoicing at his blessing and he's rejoicing actually at, yeah, it's good that some of it actually blew off so I can give it away.
Right. That's excellent.
So it's kind of fun. And Denny and Allie, you know, are just rejoicing because God did preserve, you know, what could have happened. Of course, they're praying for the devastation out there in California, of what's going on. The world is, lots of stuff going on, and of course we'll catch up here pretty quick on Israel with what's going on with Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and Syria. You know, when we get Eric and Rabbi back on, because lots and lots of stuff going on. It'll be interesting to me. The question that we're going to ask them is going to be: is Israel going to try to impact the nuclear weapon development of Iran? Because they're getting closer and closer to having bombs, atomic bombs, which we know would devastate Israel. So right. we know that they aren't biblically. So something happens. So are they going to get ready to do something to make sure that they don't have success, you know, in that area? So that'll be a big question that we'll try to understand. So, you know, and Trump's coming on board, which is very pro-Israel, and Israel's been protected, and you know, just remarkable things going on there. So lots and lots of stuff going on in the world. What we've been trying to talk about in our last several weeks is not to be deceived, because as we know, and of course, you know, people have labeled it fake news. And one thing we got to remember is that there's no party, there's no news agency that is completely telling you the truth.
Right. They all have an agenda and a bias.
Yeah. Because, you know, the Republicans can say, well, the liberals are providing fake news and label it their news is fake, but ours is real. And God says, you both have fake news. And so, and as the world of deception is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and think about that as a believer, Kathy, if the world is becoming easier and easier in to understand or live in deception, and remember, deception is not of God.
Right.
Not truth. It's somebody's perspective of what they want you to believe is true, but it's not. Okay. So if you're deceived, think about the issue with that. If you're deceived, what do you think? What they're saying is true, but it's not true.
Right.
But I'm receiving it as true.
Mm-hmm.
And if I receive it as true and don't think it's not true, then I follow it and believe it and support it.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, as you're heading into this season of life, which we think could be toward the end, deception is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So he said, actually, now what I need you to do is do what? Come and ask me, talk to me, get your small group, get your inner circle processing with me, and I'll show you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now you'll know what to do with it. And he says, I don't want you to trust human truth. I want you to trust me. I'll get you the truth.
Right.
Don't worry. So we've been talking about some great verses here. And today, as we continue this, let's just start with one and then we'll pick it up next time. But go to Romans 16, I guess what, 17 to 20?
17 to 20, yes. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Yeah. So we just want to set up the premise, and we'll pick this up next time, is that division is the work of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And think of division. Now, remember, division isn't difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to have difference of opinion? Sure.
Yes.
Is it okay not, I don't agree with you? Sure. Division is really what? I'm not willing to go seek what God has to say about this.
Right.
Together. Because what? We'll get there. Because he'll say, I'll show you that. And that's why he ends this little statement. And we'll talk about this more next time, because we're getting out of time here. But he says, I want you to have wisdom, and I'll show you that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to understand the simplicity of evil, which is the opposite of truth.
Right.
And it's very simple if you have a heart to receive it. Because why? And think about deception is, they say it's true, but God's showing me it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, it's kind of that simple.
Right. Right.
I'll show you what that is, and then I'll bring you into, you know, the power of that if you'll learn it. So our encouragement would be that as all these things are happening all the time, there's two real things to look at. One, don't ignore them and say it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
No, it does matter. Things are happening. Things are being spoken. Things are being portrayed. It does matter. So don't ignore it. At the same time, don't trust it on its surface,
right?
Because he said it's getting more and more easier for you to be deceived. But if you have a heart to follow me, I'll give you the wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and I'll show you the simplicity of it if you have a heart to go. He says, and by the way, don't you participate in division.
Mm.
And we'll come and talk about that next time, because it says avoid them. Now, does it mean you don't engage with them? No, that's not what it means. It means what? Don't you participate in the division.
Right.
And
right.
So we'll talk about what that means, you know, next time. So next time, Kathy, could bring us back to this Romans verse.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up. So Heavenly Father, we know lots of stuff going on in the world. We're praying for those places out in California, for the fires to get resolved, and all the devastation is going to have to be rebuilt. And so we just pray that there'll be a heart to do that. Thank you for preserving Denny and Allie's place. And we know that there's just lots and lots of things that are promoting division, and it's from every source. So we got to be careful that we don't think that one political party is the source of division when they're both a source of division. And that's part of the deception. So we just pray that we'll understand it. We'll see the wisdom that you're going to give us and the simplicity of what it means to walk with you. And we praise you and thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, Rich. Looking forward to continuing this conversation and just praying for discernment as we walk and we seek truth and focus on God's truth above all, right?
Amen.
So if you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.